We are being encouraged to do something tonight, if you would like to partake, incidentally.
Shine a light on her.
Shine a light from your window. Because it's the bicentenary today, 200 years to the day since the birth of Florence Nightingale, who we sort of claim as our own, don't we? Spent a lot of her time, significant amount of her life, at Lea Hurst near Cromford in Derbyshire. Famously, of course, became known as the Lady with the Lamp because of doing her rounds at night time with the wounded soldiers in the Crimean War that she was nursing. Such a significant figure in the development of the nursing profession. And so it's International Nurses Day in her honour on the date of her birth. And there were some big celebrations planned for today. Obviously, they're not going to go ahead, but the occasion is still being marked. And one of the things is they're saying for nurses as a whole, as a profession, shine a light from your window, 8:30 this evening. Professor Paul Crawford from Derby actually has been leading a research project into the life and work of Florence Nightingale. I'm chuffed a bit to say we can talk to Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you. So, as I said, we do sort of claim Florence Nightingale around here. Just how important are her local links?
Oh, they're incredibly important. Florence Nightingale was born in Florence, Italy, while her parents were on a tour. But she was made in Derbyshire. So she spent her early life at Lea Hurst, as you say, in the village of Lea near Matlock. And then she spent a good part of her life, and she had a long life, a good part of her life then there during the summer months.
And we talk about her as being a significant figure. I don't know how many of us know a great deal of detail about that. What impact did she have on nursing?
Well, it was beyond nursing. I mean, Florence Nightingale, in many ways, was the key figure leading up to the creation of the National Health Service. So Nightingale is often remembered for her work in the Crimean War. But in fact, most of her great work was done after that, when she returned from looking after the soldiers. Indeed, she spent much of her time in bed after she was out in the Crimean, because she contracted the infection brucellosis, which left her in great pain and exhausted for much of the time. But it didn't stop her not only bringing training for nurses at St Thomas's Hospital that spread around the world, but she was also a massive figure in terms of public health and sanitation, in terms of the health of the army itself, in terms of the management and design of hospitals, and so much more. In fact, we wouldn't have the NHS today without Florence Nightingale.
And obviously, the situation right now has curtailed some of the plans to commemorate the bicentenary, but there's something quite timely about marking Florence's life and her work right now.
Well, absolutely. I think many of us are at home, aren't we? And as we celebrate in the book Florence Nightingale at Home, which comes out later in the year, Florence spent much of her time at home because of the infection she contracted and the weakness that brought. But she also stressed the importance of health at home. So, you know, she was an early pioneer in recognising that health starts at home. And her experience of isolation, I think, in a way, should bring comfort to people at the moment who are perhaps struggling with what's happening.
Really good to talk to you. Go, carry on, sorry. Finish that.
Yeah, no, I was just saying to everybody out there, Florence wasn't so different from us. She knew isolation, and she decided to make a difference from her bed. And I hope all of you can keep safe and well.
Perfect note to end it on. Paul, thank you so much. Paul Crawford, Professor Paul Crawford, is the man who's led a big research project into the life and work of Florence Nightingale, who we will talk about some more today. 7:28, though. Time to check what the weather's going to do for us. And